From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A study of the next generation in agriculture shows brand loyalty isn't what it used to be. Richard Fordyce, chairman of O&B's Ag Advisory Council, says the study found that Generation Z of 18 to 22-year-olds with an immediate family member in farming won't necessarily choose John Deere just because their family has. Fordyce tells Brownfield Ag News that Gen Zers aren't putting a lot of stock in family tradition, but looking instead at value and might be more receptive to marketing. USDA's regulatory reform officer told lawmakers last week the department has identified about 140 regulations as possible options for revision or repeal. According to AgriPulse, although Rebecca Adcock didn't identify them, she says the department's 42-member task force made over 275 recommendations to decrease duplication of efforts and work more efficiently. A new study says the federal renewable fuel standard is contributing to climate change. According to Brownfield, the University of Wisconsin study funded by the National Wildlife Federation says the conversion of habitat to cropland following passage of the RFS in 2007 caused large amounts of carbon to be released into the atmosphere, equivalent to the annual emissions of 6 coal-burning power plants. The Renewable Fuel Association's Jeff Cooper, however, dismissed the study, saying it's simply another regurgitation of the same debunked study these groups have released multiple times. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.